Welcome back to the Ancestral Findings podcast. The global stage was fraught with tension and unpredictability as the world teetered on the brink of World War II. In an era where societal norms largely confined women to the home, the extraordinary story of Virginia Hall emerged, defying and transcending these constraints to etch her mark on history with a tale of espionage and valor. Virginia Hall was born into an affluent family in Baltimore, Maryland, in 1906. Her privileged upbringing afforded her extensive travel and education in Europe, enriching her with a profound understanding of European cultures and languages. These experiences laid the groundwork for her future in espionage, as her travels across France, Germany, and Austria before the war provided her with invaluable insights into the political tensions brewing in Europe. Virginia's childhood was marked by a tenacious spirit and an insatiable curiosity. She demonstrated an early aptitude for languages and a keen interest in international affairs, fostered by her education at prestigious schools. Her formative years were characterized by a bold independence and a desire to challenge the status quo. A hunting accident in Turkey that led to the loss of Virginia's left leg was a defining moment. Facing the physical ordeal of amputation and the challenge of a prosthetic leg, she affectionately named Cuthbert. Virginia's resolve was only strengthened. Her determination to lead a purposeful life despite her disability marked the beginning of her extraordinary journey into the shadowy world of espionage. Virginia's entry into the world of spying was facilitated by the burgeoning Special Operations Executive, SOE, and the Office of Strategic Services, OSS, which sought individuals with unique skills and backgrounds. Despite initial rejections due to her disability, her linguistic prowess and unwavering determination led to her recruitment. She trained in a myriad of espionage techniques, from sabotage to secret communications, readying her for the complex operations she would conduct in occupied France. In France, Virginia's work was revolutionary. She assembled a vast network of resistance operatives, orchestrated sabotage operations, and enabled the escapes of POWs and downed Allied airmen. Her innovative tactics and fearless leadership significantly disrupted German operations, solidifying her strategic brilliance. While living a clandestine life under the constant threat of discovery by the Gestapo, Virginia mastered the art of disguise and deception. Her ability to adopt multiple identities and appearances allowed her to move freely, even as the Gestapo sought fervently for the elusive limping lady. Her perilous trek across the Pyrenees into Spain, despite the physical demands on her wooden leg, highlighted her extraordinary resilience and unwavering commitment to the cause. Virginia Hall's contributions were instrumental in the Allied forces' success, especially in the lead-up to the D-Day invasion. Her leadership in coordinating guerrilla warfare and sabotage missions was critical in disrupting German supply lines and communications, crucial to the liberation of France. Her actions left an indelible mark on the outcome of the war. Awarded the Distinguished Service Cross for her wartime achievements, Virginia Hall's legacy transcended her accolades. She shattered gender and disability barriers, paving the path for future generations of women in intelligence and combat roles. Her story, increasingly celebrated in recent years, remains a powerful testament to courage and determination. After the war, Virginia continued her service to her country with the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, engaging in espionage during the tense years of the Cold War until her retirement. She led a modest life, seldom discussing her wartime service, and chose to focus on mentoring others and defining her life by the impact of her work rather than public recognition. Virginia Hall's life is a compelling story of overcoming adversity, defying societal norms, and profoundly impacting the global stage. Her contributions to the Allied victory in World War II and her role in reshaping the espionage landscape have left a lasting legacy. She passed away due to natural causes in 1982, leaving behind a world indelibly altered by her indomitable spirit and perseverance, continuing to inspire those who learn of her formidable place in history. Thank you for tuning into the Ancestral Findings podcast. Be sure to visit ancestralfindings.com to grab your free genealogy ebook. Ask for a complimentary genealogy lookup. And sign up for our weekly historical postcard giveaway. A special thanks to our Patreon support. Thank you for tuning into the Ancestral Findings podcast. Be sure to visit ancestralfindings.com to grab your free genealogy ebook. Ask for a complimentary genealogy lookup. And sign up for our weekly historical postcard giveaway.